Good day and welcome. I'm Paul Levoy, Editor-in-Chief of Ascend Magazine.
And I'm Sarah Riven, Government Affairs Director at Thentia.
And this is Week in Brief, your weekly roundup of the biggest news in licensure, regulation, and digital government. Today is September 29th, 2023, and these are the week's top headlines.
Today's stories include a NASIO report on digital government progress, new interstate compact considerations in Nebraska, recommendations from Iowa's board review, and more.
There's a new report looking at 20 years of progress in digital government. It has found that though state CIOs are just as committed to improving digital government experience as they were over 20 years ago, many of the same challenges that confronted CIOs at the turn of the century are still at play today.
Okay, tell us more about the report. Who put it together and what were they trying to accomplish?
The new report is called Creating a Citizen-Centric Digital Experience. How far have we come? It was published Tuesday by NASIO, or the National Association of State Chief Information Officers. Its purpose was to compare progress achieved towards delivering a citizen-centric digital experience with a report that was originally published way back in 2001 to see if any real progress had been made.
Okay, so what did this report find?
Well, the positive is that it did note that states have made gains in digitizing some services like taxes and online permitting and licensing. And while it found a continuing commitment to improving the digital government experience, broadly, commitments aren't results. Many of the challenges that stood in the way of CIOs and their efforts to improve digital government are still very much at play today. Plus, the report identified new hurdles, including workforce constraints, a lack of organizational flexibility, and limited funding.
So did the report make recommendations for CIOs going forward?
Somewhat. The report recommends CIOs be quote-unquote forward-thinking when it comes to their digital services because NASIO expects that improved citizen experience will remain a high priority for years to come. It also acknowledges that as broadband connectivity improves, citizens' expectations of digital services will increase accordingly. It also suggests CIOs engage stakeholders, such as citizens, employees, and policymakers, to better understand what's working and what's not with their digital services. It also said cybersecurity and privacy should continue to be prioritized, and governments should make strides towards a no wrong door approach so citizens can receive the services they need regardless of how they approach government. Lastly, as AI and generative AI become more prevalent, it said these technologies can help free up time from routine tasks and make employees available to complete higher level activities.
Nebraska is weighing its participation in three healthcare worker compacts. Last week, the legislature reviewed interim studies on the three compacts.
What are the three compacts up for consideration here?
So what they've discussed are the compacts for physician assistants, dentists and dental hygienists, and social workers.
Can you tell us more about the content of the interim studies?
All three studies were presented by Senator Carol Blood, who focused on workforce shortages as the main reason why Nebraska should join the compacts. During the meeting, Senator Blood noted, quote, "Every state in the United States has a workforce shortage, and Nebraska is not the exception." In particular, she highlighted Nebraska's healthcare workforce shortage. So again, this was all about joining healthcare workforce compacts.
I imagine she made arguments in support of the healthcare interstate compacts.
Yeah, exactly. And in addition, several industry professionals testified calling for Nebraska to join the compacts.
Is this Nebraska's first look at interstate compacts?
Actually, not at all. Nebraska was recently one of the first 10 states to join the Interstate Teacher Mobility Compact, which just took effect. And Nebraska already participates in interstate compacts in 8 license areas, 6 of which were introduced by Senator Blood.
Well, she certainly has experience advancing this issue in Nebraska. I guess we'll have to keep an eye out for the legislature's actions moving forward. Iowa's Boards and Commission Review Committee has published its final report following recommendations to consolidate or eliminate more than 100 of the state's boards and commissions, which we've discussed here in recent weeks.
What are the main recommendations proposed by the Iowa Boards and Commissions Review Committee in its final report?
The committee recommends paying members of certain state boards, such as the Board of Regents, the Board of Education, and the Council on Health and Human Services, an annual salary of $10,000. They also suggest removing Iowa's gender balance requirements for board members, eliminating specific professional continuing education obligations, and consolidating or removing over 100 boards and commissions.
Okay, what's the background? Why does the committee propose paying members of certain state boards?
The committee believes that members of these boards have significant responsibilities and require as well a broad range of expertise, and that justifies paying them an annual salary of $10,000.
Was there an economic assessment? Do we know how much it would cost the state if the recommended boards received $10,000 per year?
If all voting members received $10,000, it would cost the state about $250,000 per year.
Is there some broad goal of the government reorganization plan?
The government reorganization plan aims to reduce the size and cost of government in Iowa. It involves consolidating executive-level cabinet agencies from 37 down to 16.
Okay, and how many boards and commissions does the committee recommend eliminating?
As we've discussed previously here, the committee recommends eliminating 111 of Iowa's existing 256 boards and commissions, representing a 43% overall reduction.
And then what does the committee recommend regarding the review of existing boards and commissions?
The committee is recommending that the legislature and governor implement